بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن وله وبعد. Okay, today this is our seventh session, Arabic lessons in Tawheed, Al Mustawa Thalith, third level Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language program, Al Darsu Al Rabi'u, the fourth lesson entitled At Tawheed is our aqidah. What is the meaning of this sentence? At-tawheedu aqidatuna. What is the significance of it?
Aqidah is what you believe in your heart.
Okay, what we believe in our heart, our creed.
Tawheed, believing in one, and we want to meet here Allah.
Okay. At-tawheed is our aqidah. Yani meaning believing in Allah alone, worshipping Allah alone, this is our aqidah. What is the significance of this as a mubtada and a khabar? Yani, at-tawheed is aqidatuna. Does this mean that the whole of our aqidah is tawheed? There's nothing else in our aqidah except tawheed?
No, I think it means that tawheed is the core,
the essence, the foundation of our aqidah. And the same way the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Hajj is Arafah. There's nothing else in Hajj except Arafah? There is, but the most important part is Arafah. Huh?
Or maybe if the Hajj says, as you used to explain, Innama al-Tawheed.
Naam. But here we didn't have innama. We just had at-tawheed aqidatuna. Naam. And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah has divided the salat into two parts. One part is for the abd and one part is for Allah. And the salat that he means is what? Al-Fatiha. So is Al-Fatiha the whole Salat? No, but it is the core, the essence, the most important thing of the Salat. So this is the meaning here, At-Tawheed Aqidatuna. It doesn't mean our Aqidah is Tawheed and there's nothing else. Yani there's aspects of Aqidah, right? But the most important aspect of our Aqidah is At-Tawheed. The Mudarris says, عَلِمْنَا سَابِقًا أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينُ التَّوْهِيدِ. We have come to know previously that Al-Islam is the deen of Tawheed. The deen of Tawheed. وَالْيَوْمُ عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ مَعْنَى كَلِمَةِ تَوْهِيدٍ فِي اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ لُغَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَالْمَعْنَى المراد منها شرعا وكذلك نريد أن نعرف أنواع التوحيد وفضله على المسلمين. Okay, واليوم نريد أن نعرف معنى كلمة توحيدي. And today we want to know the meaning of the word توحيد in the Arabic language, the language of the Quran and Sunnah, and al-ma'na al-murad minha shar'an, and the intended meaning from, yani this word tawheed, this kalimat al-tawheed, the intended meaning of the kalimat al-tawheed shar'an in the Sharia. So we want to know about kalimat al-tawheed linguistically in the lughah al-arabiyyah, and also the intended meaning of it in the Sharia. Two meanings. And likewise, the third point, we want to know the types of Tawheed and the excellence or the virtue of it for the Muslims. So that's three things: to know the linguistic meaning of Tawheed, the Shari'i meaning of a Tawheed, and also the types of Tawheed, and maybe you can say four things, and the excellence, yani the virtue of Tawheed for the Muslims. Yani the benefits of Tawheed for the Muslims. Jabir says, مَا الَّذِي تَعَنِيهِ كلمة توحيد في اللغة العربية. This is the first matter. يعني Jabba says, what is it that the word توحيد means? تعني. تعني يعني يعني to mean something, right? تعني كلمة التوحيد. كلمة here is the فاعل of تعنيه. So what is it that the word توحيد means in the Arabic language? We want to know what it means in Arabic language linguistically. We want to also know what it means in the Sharia, in religious language. And we want to know what are its divisions and what are its virtues. So the teacher says, المدرس تعني كلمة توحيد في اللغة العربية الإفراد. يعني the word توحيد in the Arabic language, it means توحيد means إفراد. يعني توحيد is the master, إفراد is the master. يعني توحيد is from وحد يوحد, and إفراد is the master from what? إفراد على وزن إفعال, fourth level. نعم أفرض يفرد. Okay, so تعني كلمة التوحيد في اللغة العربية الإفراد. وهذا مصدر, يعني توحيد is a master and so is إفراد. مصدر وفعل, والفعل الماضي وحد. يعني توحيد is a master and the past tense verb for it is وحد. والمضارع يوحد. A, its meaning is أفرض يفرد. بمعنى جعل الشيء وحده فردا. So the meaning of the word, يعني the كلمة التوحيد in Arabic language is الإفراد. So توحيد is a masdar whose past tense verb is وحد, its present tense verb is يوحد, and its meaning being إفراد, it also, its past tense verb is أفرض, present tense verb يفرد, and the meaning of توحيد, the meaning of إفراد, it is جعل, linguistically, it is جعل الشيء وحده فردا. يعني to make a thing to be alone, singular, by itself. To be singular, alone, by itself. Ahmed says, وما الذي تفيده هذه الكلمة شرعا. Second point. And what is it that this word, يعني the word توحيد, what does it mean in the Arabic language? ما الذي تفيده, what فائدة do we derive from this word in the Sharia, يعني religiously, in the religious terminology. أعني كلمة توحيد. يعني Ahmed is saying, I mean, يعني this word that he's asking about in the Sharia, he means the word توحيد. أعني, I mean كلمة توحيد. By the way, we're reading from the fourth lesson, page 17. Halfway down the page, the مدرس answers Ahmed saying, الذي تفيده هذه الكلمة شرعاً. يعني this word, the benefit that it gives to us, or what it means in the Sharia, is إفراد الله تعالى بالألوهية والربوبية والأسماء والصفات. Okay, we said that the word توحيد linguistically means إفراد. يعني بمعنى جعل الشيء وحده فردا, linguistically. But in the Sharia, it doesn't just mean to make something alone, it means specifically إفراد الله تعالى, singling out Allah, making Allah to be alone in these matters, in ألوهية, الألوهية والربوبية والأسماء والصفات. يعني by ألوهية we mean, يعني in his divinity, that he is alone in being divine, meaning يعني the right to be worshipped. And he is alone in ربوبية, meaning he is alone as the Rabb. The Rabb, he is the only Rabb al-Alameen. And being alone in Asma wa Sifat, meaning that he is alone in being deserving and having the right to the best of names and the most perfect qualities or characteristics. He's alone in that. He doesn't share that with anyone. Not the Rububiyyah, nor the Asma wa Sifat, nor most importantly, the Yani Uluhiyyah. Uluhiyyah meaning here, Ubudiyyah. Yani Uluhiyyah and Ubudiyyah are sometimes exchanged, even though each of them has a specific meaning, right? Because Uluhiyyah is from Ilah, the one Yani that is divine, who deserves worship, and Ubudiyyah is from the Abd. The Abd, the one that is obligated to worship. So the Ilah is the one who deserves to worship, and the Abd is the one that is obligated to worship. So if you say Uluhiyyah is from the perspective of looking at Allah, the Ilah, that deserves to be worshipped. And if you say Ubudiyyah is from the perspective of looking at the Abd, who's obligated to worship. But in essence, they're interchangeable. It's just two aspects of the same thing. Al-Uluhiyyah and Ubudiyyah are exchangeable. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah is Tawheed al-Ubudiyyah. Some scholars say Tawheed al-Ibadah, which is even more clear. If a person is not sure about what is Ubudiyyah, they know Ibadah. Huh? Ubudiyyah with Ya? Ubudiyyah with Shadda on the Ya. Yeah, Ubudiyyah. Okay, again, the teacher says, الَّذِي تُفِيدُ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ شَرْعًا. What this word indicates in the Sharia is إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِالْأُلُوهِيَّةِ وَرُبُوبِيَّةِ وَالْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ. Singling out Allah in these three aspects. His divinity, His lordship, and His names and characteristics. وَعَلَى هَذَا الْأَسَاسِ نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَدْرُسَ أَنْوَاعِ التَّوْهِيدِ وهي ثلاثة توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. So based on this, يعني the meaning of إفراد الله in ألوهية ربوبية الأسماء والصفات, based upon this, على هذا الأساس, we want to study the types of توحيد, and there are three types. There are توحيد الربوبية, توحيد الألوهية, and توحيد الأسماء والصفات. It's clear? On this asas, naam. Ala hadha al-asas. On this foundation, on this basis, on the basis of the fact that in the Sharia, the meaning of Tawheed is ifradullah in these three areas. So on the basis of this, we want to study the types of Tawheed, which are three. Bilal says, ma ma'na Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Okay, so each one of them, we want to understand in Arabic thoroughly what these things mean. مَا مَانَ تَوْهِيدِ الْرُبُوبِيَّةِ. The teacher says, كلمة الربوبية في اللغة نسبة إلى الرب. في اللغة نسبة إلى الرب المالك المتصرف بما يملك. يعني the meaning of ربوبية in the Arabic language, it is an ascription or related to relation, in relation to الرب المالك المتصرف بما يملك. يعني the رب, the Lord, the مالك, the owner, and the متصرف بما يملك, the one who has full control over that which he owns. So he's the رب, meaning he's the creator. And he's the Malik, the owner. And he has control, complete control, freedom to do whatever he wills with that which he owns. So these are the main aspects of Rububiyyah. That he's the Rabb, the Khaliq, he's the Malik, and he's Mutasarrif. Who has complete control to do whatever he wills with what he owns. وَتَوْهِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ شَرْعًا هُوَ الْإِعْتِرَافُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى رب كل شيء وخالق كل شيء ومالكه ورازقه. يعني توحيد الربوبية شرعا in the Sharia, it is an اعتراف, meaning
recognition.
Huh?
Recognition,
acknowledgement. يعني to openly recognize, to acknowledge that Allah the Most High is the Rabb of everything, and the Khaliq, creator of everything, and Malikuhu, yani the owner of it, everything, wa Raziquhu, and the provider of it, yani of everything in the creation. He's the Rabb, the Lord, the creator, the owner, the provider. Wa annahu alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet, and he is the one, yani part of rububiyyah is that he's the one who gives life and who causes death. Walahu al-amru kulluhu, and the whole of the affair belongs to him. Walahu, it belongs to him. Al-amru kulluhu, the whole affair, every matter. Wa biyadihi al-khayru kulluhu, and everything that is good is in his hand, meaning under his control. Wa huwa al-qadiru ala ma sha'a, and he has power over whatever he wills to do. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَرِيكٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَرِيكٌ, and in all of these things that have been mentioned, he has no partner, shariq, associate, nobody who shares with him has any share in these affairs, in him being the Lord, the creator, the owner, the provider, giving life and death, controlling the whole affair, having all the good in his hands, and having power to do whatever he wills. Nobody else has any share of this along with him. Now, Abdul Haq?
Yes.
Go back?
No, it's still where we are. Because with all the terms they use, like Khaliqu,
Raziqu, Maliku,
and Rabbi. So all those gathered together to mean rububiyyah.
All of these are aspects of rububiyyah. Now,
Rob, because he used to explain Rob by saying that he's the creator, as the creator, the provider. Is Rob here has a diminutive meaning? Because I remember he used to explain Rob as the meaning of all those things.
No. Because Rab, yani in English they say the Lord, right? But when you say Lord, do you understand that he's the Khaliq, the Malik, the Raziq, the Muhyi? Do you understand all of that from Lord? The word in English, Lord?
No.
So that's why most of the time I don't translate Rab. No, I just say Rab. If I translate it, I translate he's the creator, the owner, the possessor, the controller. Because you don't get the meaning from Lord like that.
So
okay.
If they combine it with all those in here, you mean like here they use the meaning Lord?
No, here the meaning of Rab here in this context, Rab is the overall meaning, and then these which follow are the definition of it. Okay, first you are mentioning the comprehensive meaning, and then you are mentioning what is part of it. And then you are mentioning what is part of it. So Khalq is part of it, Rizq is part of it. Yani Ihya is part of, yani what do we mean by Rab? Now, he is the one that controls, that is, the whole affair is in his hand, the khair, all of good is in his hand, and he is the one who has al-qadir, he is able, ala ma yasha, to do whatever he wills. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَرِيكٌ, and there's no one who is a sharik, an associate or a partner, who shares, who has any share in any of these things. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الحمد لله رب العالمين. الآية الثانية من سورة الفاتحة. So in the second ayah of سورة الفاتحة, Allah says الحمد لله رب العالمين, يعني that the praise, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. So the meaning here is this ayah is brought for what? يعني that the رب العالمين, all of these things belong to him alone. Alhamd and everything that comes with it. Yani why is the hamd belong to him? Because he's the one who has done, who gives, who provides, who created. He did all of that. So, alhamdulillah. Yani because of his characteristics of perfection, his qualities, his actions, for this reason, all praise belongs to him. For this reason. وَلَا يَكْفِي تَوْهِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَحْدَهُ فِي الْوَصْفِ بالإسلام إن لم يكن معه توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. Again, ولا يكفي. It is not sufficient that a person has توحيد الربوبية alone in the description of Islam. يعني that a person be described with Islam, it's not sufficient that they acknowledge توحيد الربوبية and then you can say they are Muslim. You can describe them with Islam. You can't describe a person with Islam who just says Allah is the Rabb al-Alameen. لا يكفي. لا يكفي. لا يكفي في ماذا؟ في الوصف بالإسلام. إن لم يكن معه التوحيد الألوهية والتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. Unless, يعني you can't suffice with describing a person with Islam because of توحيد الربوبية. إن لم يكن معه. If there is not along with the ربوبية, the uluhiyya and asma wa sifat, they have to be also yani present, all three of them together, inseparable.
What is wasf?
Wasf is sifa, description. Yani fi wasfi bil Islam, in describing somebody with Islam, it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient that if they only have rububiyya, you can now describe them with Islam. That's not sufficient to be described with Islam. Now, you have to be described with Islam. In order to be described with Islam, you have to have also uluhiyya and asma wa sifat. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اِعْتَرَفُوا بِتَوْهِيرَ رُبُوبِيَّةِ لَكِنَّهُمْ عَبَدُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً غَيْرَهُ وَلَمْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِي الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ فَلَمْ يَدْخُلُوا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Yani here, this point is clarified further, right? Yani that's not sufficient rububiyya by itself for a person to be described with Islam, to be a Muslim. Know that the mushrikeen, proof of that, is that the mushrikeen اعترفوا, yani they acknowledged, they recognized توحيد الربوبية. لَكِنَّهُمْ عَبَدُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً غَيْرَهُ. But even though they acknowledged Tawheed al-Rububiyya, but they were worshipping along with Allah gods other than Him. وَلَمْ يُوَحِّدُوا اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي الْأُلُوهِيَةِ. And they did not single out Allah. They did not single out Allah, the Most High, in uluhiyya, in ubudiyya. They acknowledged that He's the Rabb by himself, but they didn't acknowledge that he deserves the worship by himself. Rather, they gave shares of it to others besides him. For this reason, fa, therefore, lam yadkhulu fil Islam. They didn't enter into Islam. Qala Allah Ta'ala, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. الآية 38 من سورة الزمر, يعني 38th آيات from the سورة الزمر, 39th surah. Allah the Most High says, if you were to ask them, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, يعني meaning the Quraysh, the pagans, if you would ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would definitely say, this lamb is what? La?
Al-ibtida.
لِلتَوْقِيد مَدْمُوم الْمَانَ الْجُمْلَة. Yani here this la is for to emphasize, to affirm, emphasize the meaning that's contained in the sentence that follows it. So it doesn't just mean they would say it is Allah, but they would definitely, certainly say, who created the heaven and earth? They would say, Allah. Naam. With certainty. Ibrahim says, وَمَا الْمُرَادُ بِتَوْهِيدِ الْأُلُوهِيَةِ. Okay, so this Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, yani it is, yani as we have explained, yani that He is the Rabb, the Khaliq, the Razik, the Muhyi, Mumit, yani Mutasarrif. However, this alone is not sufficient for a person to be yani considered a real Muslim unless they have along with it al-uluhiyya wal-asma wal-sifat. So now we want to know what is intended by Tawheed al-uluhiyya. The Mudarris says, إِنَّ كَلِمَةَ أُلُوهِيَّةِ لُغَةً مَأَخُوذَةٌ مِنْ كَلِمَةٍ من كلمة إله وهو المعبود. نعم. مأخوذة. مأخوذة يعني أخذ أخذ. مأخوذة is اسم مفعول from أخذ. نعم. It is taken from, and it is derived from. إن كلمة ألوهية, the word ألوهية, لغة, linguistically. We're not talking about شرعاً. We're saying linguistically, مأخوذة, it is derived من كلمة إله. والإله هو المعبود. The إله is the one that is worshipped. ويقال لتوحيد الألوهية شرعاً. And what is said about Tawheed al-Uluhiyya in the Sharia, it is called Tawheed al-Ibadah. Tawheed al-Ibadah. So, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, you may also say Tawheed al-Ibadah. Or you may say Tawheed al-Ubudiyya. Yani because, yani Uluhiyya, linguistically is taken from the word Ilah. But its meaning is Al-Ma'bud, from the word Ibadah. The Ma'bud, the one that is given the Ibadah. وَهُوَ الْعَالَمُ I'm sorry, الْعِلْمُ وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ وَالْإِفْرَادُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَهُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةُ وَالْعُبُودِيَّةُ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. So this word Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, shara'an now, shara'an. Yani linguistically is taken from the word ilah, which means ma'bud. But shara'an, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, it means Tawheed al-Ibadah, the Tawheed of worship. وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ And it is the knowledge, having knowledge of. وَالْإِقْرَارُ I'm sorry, الْإِقْرَارُ Yani the acknowledgement. The confession, the agreement. Al-ilm wal-iqrar. Yani to know something and to acknowledge it, to agree to it. Because some people know, but they don't agree. So there is al-ilm, first you have to have knowledge. Then there's iqrar, that you agree to it. That you agree to what you know. Al-ilm wal-iqrar. بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَهُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةُ وَالْعُبُودِيَّةُ على خلقه أجمعين. That Allah has the right to uluhiyya, divinity, and ubudiyya, that every act of worship is given to Him over His creatures, all of them. Yani He has the right of uluhiyya to be considered the ilah, and He has the right of ubudiyya to be given the worship over all of the created beings, all of His created beings. وَهَذَا الْعِلْمُ And this knowledge, yani the knowledge that Allah has the right of uluhiyya and ubudiyya over all of the creation, يَتَحَقَّقُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَالْإِعْتِقَادِ وَالْعَمَلِ And so this knowledge is realized. Yani it's knowledge, right? A person knows this, but they don't act upon it. So this ilm, يَتَحَقَّقُ Yani it is realized, it is brought into reality بالقولي by speech والاعتقادي and belief and عملي and actions and عملي and actions how is it realized? The تحقيق of this knowledge is that you say what is in accordance with it that you believe in accordance with it and that you act in accordance with it so that's why we say that الإيمان is اعتقاد يعني في القلب والقول باللسان والعمل بالجواري يعني that it's a belief in the heart that is spoken on the tongue and it is acted upon by the limbs of the body okay so do we mean here the tahqiq of the knowledge that is not enough just to have knowledge that Allah is the one who deserves uluhi and ubudiyya but the person has to express it say it And they have to act in accordance with it. After first believing it in their heart. First you have the belief in your heart. And then you express it in words. And then you live in accordance with it. وَبِهَذَا النَّوْعِ مِنَ التَّوْهِيدِ يكون إفراد الله بالعبادة. And it is with this type of tawheed. Which type of tawheed are we talking about? Uluhiyyah, ubudiyyah, tawheed al-ibadah. It is with this type of tawheed yakunu ifradullah yakunu ifradullah yakunu ifradullah bil ibadah. This is how yani we single out Allah with ibadah. What you want the password?
Yeah. We figured out what was the problem.
Then. You figured out the problem?
Sorry, but this is young, you know?
Done. I got it now. I know how to open it now, at least. I don't know how to work it, but at least I know how to open it. طيب ما شاء الله سبحان الله. The human being خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. نعم. Okay, so with this type of tawheed, al-uluhiyyah, ubudiyyah, al-ibadah, yakunu ifradullah bil-ibadah. This is how we actually single out Allah with worship. It is with this type of tawheed. It's not with tawheed al-rububiyyah, it's with tawheed al-uluhiyyah that we single out Allah for worship. وَنَفِّيُهَا أَمَّا سِوَاهُ. Yani, with this type of tawheed, we single out Allah for worship and we negate it from whatever is besides him. Okay, this expression should be on the same line. I don't know why it came on the next line, but it should be connected to it, right? It is with this type of tawheed, يَكُونُ إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ وَنَفْيُهَا عَمَّا وَشَدَّ عَمَّا سِوَاهُ. Yani it is singling out Allah for worship and negating it from whatever is besides him. From everything and anyone besides him. Affirming it for Allah and negating it for everyone and everything else. وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُخْلِصَ الدِّينَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So it is obligatory upon us to make يعني إخلاص of the deen, the whole of it, for Allah alone. Yani here the meaning of ikhlas al-deen, you can say to purify it from shirk, or you can say yani ikhlas here means ifrad, yani to make the deen for all of it, for Allah alone. Ifrad al-deen lillahi wahdahu la sharika lahu. Yani to remove, to purify the whole deen, to remove from it any type of shirk, yani to make it for Allah alone, without any partner. لا شريك له. And this is because لأنه هو المعبود بحق. يعني why should we make the deen for Allah alone without having any partner? لأنه هو المعبود بحق. Because he's the only one that has a right to be worshipped. He is the معبود. There's other معبود, right? There's آلهة كثيرة. Huh? معبودات كثيرة but بغير حق, but they have no right, they don't deserve to be worshipped. They are worshipped but they don't. He is the only one that is worshipped with a right to be worshipped, بحق. And the scholars of Sunnah, that's what they say is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله لا معبود بحق إلا الله, that there is nothing that's worshipped rightfully so except Allah. ثم إن الجنة إن الجنة والإنس مأمورون بإفراد العبادة لله وحده ونفيها عما سواه. After this we say that indeed the jinn and the human beings مأمورون, اسم مفعول من أمر أمر, they are all commanded to single out for worship Allah alone. Ifrad al-ibada lillahi, to make the worship for Allah alone. Wahdahu, by himself. Wa nafiha, and to negate it. Amma siwahu, from anything other than him. Qala Allah ta'ala, and Allah says, يعني the Quran وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدوني يعني that I have not created the jinn and the men except to worship me. يعني the noon here with kasra is the meaning of it is يعبدوني. And this is an ayah, the 56th ayah from Surah Al-Dhariyat. Surah Al-Dhariyat is what chapter? Is it 51? 56. Yani, the jinn and men, they have been commanded to single out Allah for worship alone and to negate it from other than Allah, to refuse to give it to other than Allah. And this is based upon the saying of Allah the Most High, I have not created the jinn and men except to worship me. Meaning, I have created the jinn and men for the exclusive purpose of worshipping me alone. فَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ بَيَانٌ لِلْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ خَلْقِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْعِبَادَةُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So in this ayat, and I have not created jinn and men except to worship me, in this ayat is a bayan, clarification of the hikmah, the wisdom, literally, or the reason, the purpose, the maqsood, the hadaf. The hikmah here means the purpose, the goal, the reason for the creation of the jinn and the mankind. Isn't it? Allah wahiya, isn't it? Yani the purpose, the hikmah of the creation of the jinn and man, it is for al-ibadah, the worship for Allah alone, la sharika lahu. Worshipping Allah alone, yani without any partner. Yani notice that the language here, wahdahu la sharika lahu. This is not just extra words that don't have any meaning. But wahdahu means he's alone, and la sharika lahu has added meaning. That while he is alone, he doesn't have on the side a partner that's sharing something of it, even a little bit. So he's alone in deserving worship, and also he has no partner. Nobody shares with him. He has the right to be worshipped, and nobody shares with him even any aspect of that worship, not even a little bit of it. La sharika lahu. So, yani, there's also yani a further point here. Maybe it'll come in the explanation, I think. We'll look at it when we came to it. But the meaning of wahdahu la sharika lahu is the repetition of the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Yani la ilaha illallah has two points, right? La ilaha illallah. And likewise, wahdahu la sharika lahu also has two points. La ilaha, yani negation of worship for other than Allah. Illallah, affirmation of worship for Allah alone. Wahdahu is affirmation of Allah alone. La sharika lahu, negation of him having any partner in that worship. So all of this is for what? Yani showing the importance of this affair so that there's no doubt about it. Yani when we say La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, yani what's the point? Yani it's for emphasis, ta'keed, tawkeed, to remove any room for doubt. وَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ هَذَا النَّوْعَ مِنَ التَّوْهِيدِ. And the mushriks, the pagan disbelievers, have ankara, meaning they denied, they rejected this type of tawheed. هَذَا النَّوْعَ مِنَ التَّوْهِيدِ. Which type of tawheed? الْأُلُوهِيَّ, الْعُبُودِيَّ. They didn't deny الْعُبُودِيَّ, but they denied عُبُودِيَّ. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَذْكُرُ مَا قَالُوهُ. Yani Allah the Most High said, mentioning what they, the mushrik, said. Huh? Mentioning what the mushrik said. أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. This is the fifth ayah from Surah Al-Sa'd. I think Surah Al-Sa'd is 38. Alhamdulillah, I'm getting the numbers good today. Yeah, we used to know all the numbers of every surah. We've forgotten now. Allahu musta'an. We started using names, we forgot the numbers. قال الله تعالى يذكر ما قالوه أجعل الآلهة. They, the pagan disbelievers, said, has he made the Aliha, all of the gods that we have, he made them into only one god? And we had a lot of gods. He wants to make only one god. Ja'ala here means sayyara. He caused all of the gods to become one god. Yeah, remember we said Ja'ala has different meanings, right? So from its meanings, is to make something into something else. So he made a lot of gods into only one. Ilahan wahidan, inna hadha la shay'un ujab. Yani this is an amazing thing. They said, this is amazing. What is this? All of our gods became one god. On the top of page 19, Abdullah, he says to the teacher, عرفنا النوعين الأول والثانية الأول والثانية من أنواع التوحيد فمن نوع الثالث. يعني we have come to know the two types, the first and second of the types of tawheed. You said there were three. We have come to know the first two types. فمن نوع الثالث. What is the third type? Teacher says, النوع الثالث من أنواع التوحيد هو توحيد الأسماء والصفات. The third type of the types of tawheed, it is the tawheed of the names and characteristics. يعني الصفات means characteristics or qualities or descriptions. يعني or attributes, names and qualities or attributes. Yani in America years ago we used to call the names of Allah his attributes. Allah has 99 attributes. That means the names of Allah. So I don't like to use the word attribute because the old timers get confused. They think attributes, it refers to names. So we want to distinguish between names and the descriptions or qualities of Allah. You can say attributes, no problem. But I'm saying the old people from our time, we used to use the word attribute for the names of Allah. That's why we say Allah has 99 attributes, meaning 99 names. We know Allah has more than 99 names, but in that time we didn't know. But the point is that we use the word attribute for names. So now we want to distinguish between the names and the names. We don't want to say the names and the attributes, because attributes means names to some of us. So I want to say the names of Allah and the qualities or descriptions of Allah.
When you are supplicating or making dua, we say we begin by praising Allah. Do we use the names or we use
we can praise Allah with his names or his characteristics. No. All of that is praise of Allah, right?
But sometimes is it a very crystal act between the name and the attribute? Because the name is described also the attribute of.
Okay, this is a lengthy discussion. We can't stop here for that. But I'll just say this, right? Yeah. That there's no doubt from the rules of Asma wa Sifat is that every name of Allah entails within it a sifa. But not every sifa of Allah points to a name. So that's the rule. If you keep that in mind, that will solve the problem that you're asking about. It requires some explanation, but that's the simple rule. That every name contains within it a sifa. That's how we believe. Tawheed Asma wa Sifat requires that when you affirm the name of Allah, it requires you also affirm the quality or the sifa that is contained within it. But not every description of Allah indicates a name.
Can you give an example of a description
that Allah? Yeah, like Istawa ala al-Arsh. That's a description. He ascended above the Arsh. But Mustawin. Mustawin is not a name of Allah. That's not a name of Allah. Okay? So Allah descends in the last third of the night, right? But Munzil is not one of the names of Allah. So there are descriptions of Allah. Allah Yanzil, naam. But his name is not Munzil. And it's not from the names of Allah. So some descriptions of Allah, we don't have any name from them. We can't say that's a name of Allah because he's described with that, so let's give him a name from it. No. The names of Allah are Tawqifiyah. So we can't give Allah any name just because we like it or because we think. It means it has to came. Tawqif means waqf, that you stop before you give Allah any name and make sure you have some proof in the Quran or in the authentic Sunnah. طيب. So النوع الثالث من أنواع التوحيد هو التوحيد الأسماء والصفات وهو الإيمان والإقرار بأن الله سبحانه وتعالى فرض بالأسماء والصفات التي لا يشبهه فيها أحد. يعني the third type of tawheed is tawheed al-asma wa sifat. And what is tawheed al-asma wa sifat? It is al-iman wal-iqrar. It is having faith and agreeing to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. With these names, the names, the beautiful names, al-asma al-husna, and the sifat, yani al-sifat al-ula, the lofty characteristics or qualities, which these names and characteristics, which لا يشبهه فيها أحد, yani no one is similar to him, no one resembles him, no one is equal to him in these names and sifat. The meaning of it is iman, having faith in this and agreeing to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone with these names and that there's no one that resembles him in these names or characteristics, or yani is even similar to him in any way or equal to him in these names and characteristics. وَهَذَا الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقُ إِنَّمَا يُتِمُّ بِإِثْبَاتِ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِنَفْسِهِ أَوْ أَثْبَتَهُ لَهُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ وَمَآنِيهَا وَأَحْكَامِهَا الْوَارِدَةِ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. I'm going to stop here and we'll complete the rest of the sentence, but let's go back a little bit. يعني this tawheed of asma wa sifat, it is وَهَذَا, يعني it is what? It is iman and iqrar, yani believing in and agreeing to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in these names and qualities, that no one resembles him in them. And this iman and this tasdeeq, yani tasdeeq here is in place of iqrar. Yani in the original sentence we had al-iman wal-iqrar, and in this sentence we have al-iman wal-tasdeeq. Okay, so here we say what? And this iman and this tasdeeq, meaning affirming the truthfulness of this matter, agreeing to it, affirming that it is true, this iman and this tasdeeq and this iqrar, innama yutimmu, can only be completed and perfected. Yani person says, I believe in Allah's names and sifat, it will not be complete and perfect. Innama yutimmu bi ithbat, except by affirmation of what? ما أثبته الله تعالى لنفسه أو أثبته له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع الأسماء والصفات ومآنيها وأحكامها الواردة في الكتاب والسنة. Meaning that this iman in the tawheed of asma wa sifat, this iman and this tasdeeq and this iqrar, it can only be completed and perfected with the first aspect of it is affirmation of what Allah has affirmed for himself, and along with it, affirmation of what his messenger has affirmed for him. So the first aspect is affirmation. What Allah affirms for himself and what the messenger affirms for him. It would not be complete and perfect except with ithbat. Affirming whatever Allah has ascribed to himself and affirming whatever the Prophet ﷺ has ascribed to him. من جميع الأسماء والصفات. From all of the names and sifat that Allah has affirmed for himself and the messenger has affirmed for him, وَمَآنِيهَا, and their meanings, yani not just the word but the meaning of the word, وَأَحْكَامِهَا, and the rulings that are derived from it, meaning that it's not enough for a person to say, I believe Allah is Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, Al-Jabbar. No, that's not enough, but we have to affirm the meanings of those words. And we have to affirm the ahkam that are derived from them. Yani if Allah is al-alim, from the ahkam that's derived from that, is that he knows when you are doing whatever you are doing, wherever you are doing it. Because this is from the ahkam that's derived from the name al-alim. Halim. But the point here is, right, that we not only affirm the wording, the love, but we affirm also the meaning. What is understood from that name, meaning the sifa that is contained within it, and the hukum, or the ruling, meaning the effect that that meaning has on the creation. The wording, the meaning, and the effect that it has. What, yani, is the consequence of Allah being Al-Haleem? It means that Allah is forbearing. Yani, He's not hasty to punish us. So that's from the ahkam of that name. Yani, that Allah, He's not quick to anger, not quick to punish, not quick to call to account. He may give you a long rope before the punishment comes down. Now, so don't, if Abdul Haleem didn't beat you up in this class in 6 months, don't imagine that it's not going to come. He's Abdul Haleem. He's forbearing. But it may yet be coming. Yeah.
You know, down south, you know, in the nighttime, you know, kids be playing, and they had like a, you know, like a thing you hang your clothes up on. Outside.
Clothesline.
Yeah, clothesline, right. And people be running, kids be running, and the line of
catch them on their neck.
They'll run low and bring
yeah.
them back.
Yeah, bring them back. It'll stop you, right?
But it's all the way up there. How would the kids?
Depends on how high they hide and how tall the child is.
Yeah, because they have a stick. To push them up in the, when you put the clothes on, yeah. Take a stick. And
I wonder how hope that.
And put the stick on them.
And the can
up high, you know what I mean?
No.
Or when you take the stick off and down.
Yeah. Okay, the first aspect is ithbat. Okay, what Allah has affirmed, what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed for him, of all of the names and the characteristics or qualities, asma wa sifat, their meanings and their ahkam that have been mentioned in the book and the sunnah. Min ghairi nafin li shay'in minha wa la ta'atilin ولا تحريف ولا تمثيل فالله تعالى هو الحي القيوم وهو الجبار المتكبر وهو بكل شيء عليم. And this is a very important part of this first aspect of what completes and perfects one's iman or one's tasdeeq or iqrar in tawheed al-asma wa sifat, is affirming what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for himself and what the Messenger has affirmed for him, including all of his names and all of his sifat and their meanings and the ahkam that came in the Quran and Sunnah. Min ghayri nafyin li shay'in minha, without negating anything from them, from the names, from the sifat, from their meanings, from their ahkam, without negating anything from that. Wala ta'atilin, and without emptying the names of their meanings. Emptying the names of their meaning, meaning that you affirm the name But you don't affirm the meaning. That's why he said, you have to affirm the name and you have to affirm the meaning. And you have to affirm the ahkam. فَأَطِيل يعني أَطَّلَ يُعَطِّلُ means to empty something, to vacate it, to make it inoperative, to disable it. يعني أَطَّلَ أَطَّلَ أَطَّلَتَ السَّيَّارَ the car became disabled. يعني it broke down. It doesn't function anymore. Okay, this from the meanings of تَعَطِيل أَطَّلَ means to empty something, to empty it. Here it means to empty it of its meaning. That means that it is, you are affirming the word, but you are not affirming the meaning. So there's no ta'atil. It has to be without any nafi, and without any ta'atil, and without tahrif. Tahrif means to change something. Here the meaning of it is to distort it from its original meaning. Tahrif. يعني from حرف يحرف تحريف, to change something, to distort its meaning. جزاك الله خيرا. وتمثيل, تمثيل means to يعني describe something by a مثل, يعني مثال, by a مثال, representation, or to give an example that it is, for example, يعني like this. And you give an example for something, that's a mithal, that's what we mean by tamthil. Mathala yumathilu tamthil. To give an example, to explain, to describe something by an example. And sometimes the word used is tashbih, and these are used interchangeably often, but they don't mean exactly the same, but they're close. So here he said, nafi, there's no negation, ta'til, no emptying the names or the sifat of their meaning, and no tahrif, distorting their meanings, no tamthil, yani trying to describe Allah by an example. Yani making an example of something in the creation. Making an example of something in the creation to describe Allah. There should be no tamthil. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ فَلَا وَلَا تَدْرِبُوا Allah said in the Quran, لَا تَدْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ Don't make examples for Allah. Yani from the creation. Don't describe Allah with examples from the creation. So here, the requirement here for the perfection and completion of Iman in Asma wa Sifat is affirming whatever Allah has affirmed for Himself, affirming what the Messenger has affirmed for Him, all of the names and Sifat, all of the meanings, all of the Ahkam that came in the Quran and Sunnah without any negation, without emptying of their meaning, without distorting their meanings, without giving examples to describe Allah. For indeed Allah, He is Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, the All-Living, the Al-Qayyum, the one who is self sufficient, doesn't need anyone. وَهُوَ الْجَبَّارِ يعني the one who has power to overcome over everyone. وَالْمُتَكَبِّرِ the one who has the right يعني to be proud because of his greatness. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ and he has knowledge of everything. Now after ithbat, without negation or ta'atil or tahrif or tamthil, now the other side of what is required to complete and perfect Iman in يعني توحيد الأسماء والصفات ومقابل كل هذا يعني in the face of all of this يعني what is the opposite of this or the other side of it the other side of this مقابل كل هذا يعني in the face of all that we have mentioned concerning إثبات يجب علينا يعني it's obligatory upon us to affirm whatever Allah has affirmed for Himself and His Messenger. Likewise, مقابل كل هذا يجب علينا نفي كل ما نفاه الله تعالى عن نفسه أو نفاه عنه رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من نقص أو عيب أو كل ما ينافي كماله سبحانه وتعالى فالله تعالى لا يعجزه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا يغيب عنه شيء والله هو الواحد في أسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا. So now on the other side, right? On the other side of all of this, it is obligatory upon us, nephew, to negate everything that Allah has negated from Himself. Yani Allah has said what? That He doesn't sleep, He doesn't get tired, He doesn't have a spouse, He doesn't have children. Allah has negated this. It's obligatory upon us to negate everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has negated from Himself. Or whatever His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have negated from Him in the authentic hadith. From, yani from the things that Allah has negated from Himself, min naqsin wa aybin, yani from any kind of defect or shortcoming, or negating from Him كل ما ينافي كماله, everything that contradicts, everything that is incompatible with His perfection. Yani whatever is contradicts His perfection, also it's obligatory upon us to negate that from Him. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani there's nothing in the heavens and the earth that is outside of His power. لا يعجزه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا يغيب عنه شيء. And there's nothing that is يعني يغيب absent from His knowledge. He knows everything. And Allah is the one, يعني He is alone, الواحد, in His names, His beautiful names, and in His lofty, sublime characteristics or qualities. Tariq. Oh, we have a long way to go. Okay, we read whatever we can. Tariq says, هل هناك دليل على نفي المثيل لله تعالى? Is there a delil for this claim of negating any example for Allah the Most High? The teacher, أدلة نفي المثيل أو الشبيح لله تعالى كثيرة. يعني the evidences for negating an example or a resemblance for Allah the Most High, the evidences are many. منها, from amongst them, is قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. يعني from the evidences that there is no مثيل or no شبيح. And these words are close in meaning but slightly different. يعني what proves that we have to negate any مثيل or any شبيح is the saying of Allah the Most High, there is nothing like Him. While He is the hearing, السميع البصير, the all-seeing. So the negation of there being any likeness and the affirmation of His names and characteristics of السميع and البصير. In the 11th ayah from Surah Shura. Surah Shura is 42 or 41? 42. فَمَحَلُّ النَّفِي قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Yani the place of negation in this ayat, negating any likeness for Allah, the place of negation is the saying of Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There is nothing like Him. Negating any likeness for Him. وَمَحَلُّ الْإِثْبَاتُ. And the place of affirmation is the saying of Allah the Most High, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Yani He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So in this ayat, there is first negation of there being anything like Him, and then there is affirmation, إِثْبَاتُ, that indeed He has these names which contain these qualities of hearing and seeing with perfection. وَمَانَ هَذَا. And the meaning of this, أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يُشْبِهُهُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. The meaning of this is that there's nothing, no one in His creation that resembles Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. وَتُثْبِتُ لَهُ صِفَاتَا. يعني صفاتان السمع والبصر. So while we يعني declare, the meaning here is that there's the negation of anyone in the creation resembling Allah, at the same time there's affirmation of these two sifat for Him, the sifa of السمع and the sifa of البصر, يعني hearing and seeing, which are contained in the names السميع البصير. Huh? It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th line. 4th line from the bottom.
Sami'u Basir is one name or two names?
Two names. As-Sami'u, the all-hearing. Al-Basiru, the all-seeing. I have something for you. This is the original list that we took. And this...
Three.
And this is the original second list that we took. And this one brother took three masjids here, and this one is Long Island. But these three are in the Bronx. Barakallahu fikum. Huh? Yeah, I think so. Is there any problem with it, or is it working now? Tayyib. He's doing extra. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Actually, the time of the class is over, so let's stop here at this point, because we still have a lot to go, and we're going to be time for Salat in a minute. So we're just going to stop here with this last point, and that is, the last thing that we said is that the evidences for negating examples and comparisons to Allah is this ayat, and in this ayat there's negation in the first part, and there's affirmation in the second part. And the meaning of it is that there's no one that resembles Allah in His creation, and at the same time we affirm for Him the two characteristics of hearing and seeing, ثُبُوتًا يَلِيكُ بِعَظَمَتِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this affirmation is a affirmation that is suitable, that is appropriate, that is befitting, يَلِيكُ بِعَظَمَتِهِ, that is befitting of His greatness, His magnificence and His glory, يعني عز وجل. We're going to stop here at the question of Muhammad, ما معنى التمثيل وما معنى التحريف والتعتيل. That's a whole other subject. We'll take that in the next class بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. Yeah, we stopped at the last two lines on page 19. We didn't read the last two lines. يَلِيكُ يعني ثُبُوتًا يَلِيكُ بِعَظَمَتِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يعني confirming for Allah these characteristics, a confirmation that is befitting of the greatness and glory of Allah عز وجل. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله